Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have Rebecca McFarland, who is the Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Judy.
So you're going to continue your series on, actually, it's what y'all do.
Yes, I am. This is actually the last of a four-part series that I've been talking about, how we impact the lives of those who call the Frontier District home. But even beyond that, like at a regional state, we've even had some residents from other states come and attend some of our programming. So as a reminder, local extension programming is a deliberate, continuing sequence of planned events, activities, and strategies that really are focused on a common outcome. And so our program participants gain knowledge, they acquire skills, make decisions, change behaviors to improve their lives and livelihoods, as well as communities. And so some of our work, we actually work and we call PSE work policy, systems, and environmental changes as well. So today I'm really going to talk about the newest team member, which is our Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent, Lauren Gamble. And then I also will share some more information about the work that I do outside of being the administrator. So Lauren has been a part of our team for almost 6 months now, and she really hit the ground running when she came. And she demonstrated leadership by organizing the Master Gardener Program. So we've had the Master Gardener Program in the Frontier District for a while, and she really worked at creating a comprehensive handbook for the program, ensuring that all of our volunteers had clear guidance on expectations and responsibilities. So she's coordinated work days across the district, which is really to help to engage those volunteers in meaningful activities and ensuring that the program was active and visible in the community. So she just finished up, I believe, last month with another session of Master Gardener training. And so we had five new volunteers participate in that training. So we have five new Master Gardeners that are a part of our volunteer program here in the district. Lauren has also been providing programs in some of the elementary schools in the district as well as libraries. So again, she hit the ground running. She is also responding to landowner and homeowner requests for information, helping to address some issues, do some problem solving, all while continuing her new professional development training that she does as well. So again, really appreciate Lauren and all her work and her dedication to our program. Lastly, I want to share more about my work. I spend about, I would say maybe 80%, although I don't even count how many hours I spend, but I spend about 80% of my time as an administrator. And so it allows me some time to also provide programming and community vitality. I'll also share some information about my work with our stress and resiliency team across the state. So this spring, I participated in a three-day facilitation initiative intensive training. It was held in April. And this, again, is a part of the capacity building efforts to really enable our K-State research and extension system to better support our communities. This was part of K-State 105. And since participating in that training, I have facilitated two sessions in Emporia. They're called Delivering on the Promise, really related to the K-State strategic plan. And then I also assisted with the first round of the Kansas Water Plan. They called them local consult meetings. So really getting the stakeholders in those communities, getting ideas about water. And then I facilitated two sessions of the local consult water plan round two as well. So I recently received a request from a Main Street director in Northeast Kansas to facilitate a strategic planning session. It's part of a planning grant that they received from Network Kansas. And I'm so thrilled that Janae McNally, our Adult Development Aging and Family Resource Management Agent, she just completed the facilitation training last month. So now we have two trained facilitators in our district, and we can really work to assist communities, civic groups, boards, organizations with planning, solving issues, and challenges. So I would really encourage those who are listening this morning, if you are in need of facilitator, reach out to me. And then lastly, I've served as a co-leader of our statewide stress and resiliency team for 5 years now. And our team provides educational information about stress, stress management, and building resiliency. And so I'm a certified QPR, which stands for Question, Persuade, and Refer, a suicide prevention training that I do locally and in the region as well. And I'm excited that on Wednesday of this week, I will be going to Manhattan to participate in a COMET training, which stands for Changing Our Mental and Emotional Trajectory. And this training is sponsored by HINC, which stands for the Health Innovations Network of Kansas, K-State Research and Extension, and the High Plains Research Network. And this training really is about, as community members, as family, as friends, being available to talk with someone about some difficult topics. So someone may not be in crisis, but are really going through a difficult time in life. And so learning about a natural way to talk with them about those issues or challenges, and then learn a conversational guide and the importance of being that other person. So I will go and be trained, and then I'm able to come back and provide some community trainings in that area as well. Judy, I've really enjoyed providing kind of an overview of our programming. I've just basically given a brief overview of the program and the impact that we're making, but I would encourage anyone who has questions, maybe they're more curious about some of the information that I've shared, to give me a call. And that number is 785-229-3520.
There is so much more to the K-State Research and Extension Office than I ever imagined, and you have shed such a great light on so many things that you do that can be helpful. And I just hope that if people have questions or they need your phone number or how to reach you, that they can certainly call the station and we can get them in touch with whoever they need. This is such an amazing resource for our area. And thank you for sharing all this with us. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for the Meridazine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resource Agent, Caitlin Barthol.